first. It's very, it's like that's earthquake weather, right? It's like very kind of cloudy. It looks a little bit like rain, but also it's not very cold out. Not that it's super warm or anything, but it's just kind of still, so. Yeah, kind of dark clouds, kind of dark. I mean, I guess I could. There's gotta be a way to find out what the weather is. What's the weather going to be like today?
Okay, the temperature today will range between 46 degrees and 64 degrees.
That's not really what I was actually... Oh yeah, it's gonna rain. Oh, it's gonna rain. It's gonna start raining about noon, and then apparently not stop. Ever. Well, I didn't bring a jacket, but, like my man Redman used to say... Fuck the security. Good advice. Good advice. Apparently, at some point, I told my phone I wanted to hear Redman, and it was like, okay. Alright, I'm at this gas station. I'm gonna go inside and scream, fuck the security. Two things in that Chevron station that, oh man, also a third thing now, this fucking dude with his crazy eyes driving his Jeep Cherokee. That dude looks like he has killed and will kill again. Oh, and he's going to head on collide with me here. Okay, no, alright. Crispy Glover hairdo look. Yeah, just top to bottom. There's a sign as a piece of paper taped up in the window of that Chevron that says, "Attention process servers." Like, if you're trying to serve legal papers on behalf of the Chevron Corporation, send it to our California headquarters. Not, don't serve it here. This is like a weird thing. Like, yeah, of course. But also, are they expect... Anyway, they're a big corporation. I'm sure they get sued all the time. The second thing I noticed was taped up behind the counter was a, like, just, it was written in, like, green highlighter pen or Sharpie or some kind of, you know, and it just said, "Banned from Chevron," and had, like, three names written below it, and now I really want to get a shot of, two things. I want to get a shot of those names, and I want to get on that list. No, I don't. Fuck a Shell station. Your mouth, let the monkey out, let go, monkey shot, sugar bones,
Blow. My street team's like the block up like Rob Lowe. big.
You guys talking about Nintendo account names, are those unique? Because when I signed up for one last night and went through, and like I guess I was already logged into my Nintendo account or whatever, my the Wii U account or whatever on my PC, so when I clicked the button to say go, it just filled in all the fields with like my email address and all this other stuff, and up by the picture of my me it just said Jeff, and I just left it as that. But I figure that it's not actually you know, a unique account name thing. No, Mixler names are real. Those are the realest names. Thank you. Whoa. Suddenly windy out here. I was not expecting that. Oh, man.
Centipede before he reaches the bottom of the screen. While the centipede is making its way down, zigzagging back and forth across the screen, other creatures will be coming out trying to get you. A spider will be trying to get you, and fleas will be dropping at you from the top of the screen. You will have to keep killing these creatures throughout the game. So, the idea of the play is to kill the centipede and anything else that comes out at you. Spider comes out, which is worth 300, 600, or 900 points, depending on how close it is to you when it's shot. You are a gun, which looks like a snakehead.
I am a gun, which looks like a snakehead!
Across the bottom of the screen. Since your domain is so limited, it is essential that you keep these spaces clear all the time to allow you enough mobility to avoid the spider which keeps trying to kill you, because these same spaces are his main area too. Mushrooms will be laid down on the screen every time you shoot a part of the centipede. Whenever the centipede hits a mushroom, he will go down one level and his direction is reversed. So his journey to the bottom will be hastened and his usual wide zigzag trail is shortened. So if there are many mushrooms on the screen for the centipede to bump into, then he will reach the bottom faster than if he encountered no mushrooms along the way. Remember to first clear them away out of your domain by just shooting them off the screen so that your domain is kept clear and your movement does not obstruct it. Now, here's my favorite way to play centipede. The centipede
high as fuck.
You clear the bottom section of
Curtis Horde gets blazed.
Watch out for the spider.
Zooted. The trick is dusted while he's at it.
Just the top of the screen straight down toward you. The way to build your tube is to look at the high score. The centipede line always comes out from just under the fourth digit, reading right to left, or the third digit, reading left to right. So start the game and begin by shooting right along that line under that magic digit. And as you shoot centipede after centipede, as they come out at you, a tube builds up, piece by piece, coming out from that digit. It is important that you be shooting at the magic digit right when the centipede comes out.
Magic
because
digit.
Because the top pieces of tube are so hard to get and are so important. Each time you shoot the centipede, a head splits away from the centipede. Build the tube until there are more heads than a centipede line. Then kill everything as quickly as possible until the centipede line starts all over. When you get to 10 centipede heads, split off on the sides. You will kill them all, and the game starts over, and you're back to one centipede line. Now, when it starts over, the centipede comes straight down the tube, which makes it very easy to kill. From time to time, a scorpion worth 1,000 coins comes out and changes the color of the mushrooms. If the centipede hits one of these poisoned mushrooms, it will cause him to shoot straight down to the bottom, not zigzag. Whenever a centipede reaches the bottom, it will go up five spaces and then back down five spaces. You must kill the centipede before it finishes this up and down pattern, or a centipede head will come out at you from the side. Kill these heads from the side as fast as you can, because if you miss one, others will come out faster and faster. These heads always come out from the fifth space. Once you've killed all the heads coming out from the side, your play will resume again from the top. Shooting up the tube is an easy way of shooting the scorpion. So when your screen begins to get cluttered with lots of mushrooms, it's good to have a clear shot at the scorpion. Also, a valuable trick is to set yourself up under a mushroom, and when the centipede approaches the mushroom, just blast away and you'll get them both at once. Using this tube strategy, it is easy to extend your playing of this game to an hour or more on only one quarter.
I think it's weird that they never address fleas in any of that strategy. Reckless.
The
a lot of weird traffic out here. Slowing down in different spots. That's fucking crazy out here.
Snitches can't speak my name till they get winded. Can't you tell there's been a switch made? Now fellas decide that they wanna run and tell like in the fifth grade. But I'm too gone, young and be clear. Even when you see me, I am not really there. And I ain't play fair with my eye on an enemy. Hugging the block, just me and my mini-me. Did it and lived it, grinding here. Cops filling with my project, finding here. Not only was I in the game, I was gifted in it. Served food to the fiends, then we called them dinners. Put the raw with the fake out, mixed it in it. Can't explain a cash hustle, guess it just was in it. Malicious.
I
play the field like Vic. From end zone to end zone, serve that ish like snow cones in the hood. Entrenched in the gutter, I was lost to the good, cause I made the gas stuck to like an OG should. Mama's looking, so mistaken. Nights in the kitchen, thought I'd never finish cooking. Way before pay for this hair that I'm mouthing. 19 years young, upward of 80,000. Trust me, youngin', Porsche was never browsing for nothing. Section 8 housing, I'm stomping through like King Kong, claiming his home is jungle. Mumblers beware, the hood ain't singers. I connect, block the corner like Jenga. Fall never, you seen them. Posted in your hood, leaning fiends like the Tower of Pisa. Damn, he's good.
You got to turn crackin' and your money stacking, yeah.
Thank you. a super car. Whoa, whoa, break a car. Everybody will break a super car. What you want is what I want. Did you see somebody who said they want? Whoa, whoa, break a car. Everybody will break a super car.
Patient.
Y'all don't understand, man.
Big, really big. Yeah, so, yeah. Get his legs.
I don't wanna... Yo, put me down, man.
sedative. Okay, I'm gonna be alright. Don't worry about it.
Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it. Only if you want it. Yes, I really want it.
Can I get an eye open up? Easy, long enough, smoking up much dust like a nut. What? Give it up for the real stuff. Shut the what up, back the shut up. What? Hustle from the hood, all coming in much rough. The finishing touches will show what rough is. Coming in bunches, you serve like lunches. Hold your horses, here's where the sauce is. Not very tall, but never took a short kid.
Yeah. can't even get into the tunnel. That's how bad this traffic is right here. Here we go. Okay. All right. This lane is closed. The left lane of the tunnel. Oh, no. It opens up before the tunnel, though, so... Well. It's like they're taking down all the Super Bowl fucking banners from the light poles and shit. One final fuck you from the Super Bowl to me. Cold drink. I like that. That's right. I'm pro cold drinks. Taking a stand. You know? It's an election year.
See, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see, they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and reel after wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Mixed drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like Shore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4 when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch living say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the room in case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Something that'll play Street Fighter EX in a higher resolution. I don't know. You could always play the PlayStation versions instead of the arcade versions. I put numbers on the boards. Try Zynq. I don't know if Zynq even still exists. I feel like Zynq was the first thing that played those games, though. I'm probably wrong. But, and it probably hasn't been updated in like a decade.
The same as Defender, but it has four different things. First, there's the Stargate, which transports you across the planet to the other side. To operate this mechanism, when a lander gets one of your men, you fly into the Stargate, and it puts your man safe in there with you. Another use of the Stargate is to warp. As you save your men from the landers, instead of returning them to the ground, keep them on your ship, and when you fly into the Stargate, carrying 2, 4, or more men, be sure here and check your game settings. You warp waves, and each man becomes worth bonus points. This is a good way to build up ships and points. Next, there's the Inviso button, which is next to the Smart Bomb button. Inviso makes you invisible and enables you to kill anything you run over while you're invisible. While you're invisible, you cannot be killed, so you'll find that this device is invaluable in getting you out of tight spots. But Inviso doesn't last long, so it should be used at the instance of collision with an alien. And next, there are three different types of creatures to shoot at.
Okay.
Each type has a different way of trying to kill you.
Hmm.
First, there are Yelbillion dogfighters.
Yelbillion dogfighters.
They just shoot you and kill you like normal fighters. Next, there are space guppies,
which space
shoot
guppies.
Out little
Got
smart
it.
Bombs at you that follow you wherever you go. Fire bombers shoot out little fire bombs at you, which are very evasive in their movements, rendering them difficult for you to kill.
Okay.
Because they are so evasive, the best way to kill them is with Inviso. Just become invisible and run over them. Go after them in this way rather than trying to shoot them. You'll be more successful. Warping is the easiest way to play Stargate. Since most games do not warp after Wave 10, simply warp to Wave 10. Gather 2 men aboard your ship and fly into the Stargate.
But, you know...
You'll then be at Wave 4. Although Wave 4 is harder, try again to gather 2 men on board and fly into the Stargate.
I don't know that warping as much as you can warp is like... what I would call the easiest way to play Stargate.
Now, Wave 10 is...
This is, you know, if you're playing all the waves that you're skipping, aren't you getting points that you would then get more smart bombs, more lives with?
The Yelbillion Dogfighter Showdown.
Ah, the Yelbillion Dogfighter Showdown.
And the Firebomber Showdown at Waves 10, 20, and 30. The best way to get through the Dogfighter sequence is to just keep shooting away at all the creatures on the screen. Just blast away. In the Firebomber Showdown, your most effective weapon is the smart bomb.
I got in my way.
Try to destroy the many firebombers with a few smart bombs.
Fuck.
The special feature of the showdown.
Guys, huffing and puffing riding that bike, but not going fast enough.
There are 8 pods that will come together, and you must blow up their intersection. The machine will prepare you by showing you on the scanner how many minutes or seconds till the pods intersect. After you blow that up, the only way to kill the evasive firebombers is by using Inviso and running into them. After Wave 10, you simply play the same as you do in Defender. However, mutants are faster in this, so don't even move. Let them come at you, and then utilize Inviso to destroy them. This is the most effective way to kill these mutants.
Now, sounds like a good way to run out of Inviso, honestly. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go inside and wiggle. It's what I do. See you later.